There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby. That's right. This man knows what's up.
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. And big thank you as well, because of people were talking on the text line about the fill-in host. A big thank you to Matt Simpson and Chip Brown and Cameron Smith and Dan and Dalton, everybody who filled in for me as I did take that trip up to New York, up the Hudson River to drop a child off for college there. I will say this, everybody's like, you're up there. Listen, it was 53 degrees one of the mornings before I came home, so I'll take that. It was nice stuff, but big thank you to all the people that filled in for me while I was gone. Maybe this man could be – you want to guest host the show one day when I'm out?
Gladly.
Okay. I think you would be a favorite. I may not have a job when I get back, but it's my friend John Young from Men United Against Violence. Good to see you.
Good seeing you again, my brother. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you in here. We're going to have to find some time we come in here and you and I just talk about, like – cars and fishing and cold beer and stuff like that. In college football, which is coming right around. So we'll do one of those shows because it's, you know, it's heavy when you come. It's important, but it's heavy. You're a serious guy. Well, you're not always, but on these things, you're a very serious man. And when you pointed out, while I was on my trip, you and I were texting back and forth, and you pointed out that it had been 10 years since Ferguson. 10 years. It took me a second. I said, oh my gosh, it's been a decade. Let's call it, it's a decade, since Ferguson. And not only what happened in Ferguson, but then that spread across the country with the protest. And you asked me a question. What has changed?
Right.
What has changed about young black men not killing young black men, or young black men staying alive, or their interaction with police out there? I had no answer for you other than I don't think much.
Right. And it wasn't just national, Sean. It was international. Mm-hmm. There are international chapters of BLM. And the fair question is, what accomplishments have they made? I was talking to my friend Jeff on my way here because I always want a well-rounded opinion. Mm-hmm. And he said one accomplishment is that police departments got body-worn cameras.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. That hasn't stopped black men from killing each other.
No.
And I like that idea because it vindicates police officers far more than it implicates them, because we knew before that the majority of cops were not abusing anyone, specifically black people. So Black Lives Matter, what have they accomplished? I'll tell you one thing they haven't. They have not deterred or discouraged black men from killing each other. I'll tell you something else. They have not encouraged family, education, employment, and discipline. They've only served self. They've only accomplished monetary gain for
and big time
for some Marxist trained witchcraft practicing libation pouring out to spirit women. So no, they have not. They have not accomplished anything positive. And Sean, the worst part is at that moment 10 years ago, the entire world said, "What can we do to help? You have our attention.
Yeah.
What can we do to help?" And they enrich themselves. Think about that moment when they said, "We want police accountability, but we also want black men to stop killing one another. We want criminal police prosecuted, but we also want black men to stop criminalizing." They had the opportunity to change a generation, and they instead took the money. They instead continued pointing the finger, alleviating an entire generation of people of responsibility, of accountability. Now, 10 years on, the five-year-olds that were standing outside with signs saying, stop killing us, have grown up under the banner of stop killing us. They've grown up under the banner of it's racism, it's white people, it's, and you hear that as the accusation for everything all the time now. It set the stage for a junkie named George Floyd to become a martyr. It set the stage for no black person while committing a crime and uses force or aggressive behavior towards anyone can be met with the same level of aggression. That is a detriment. The black heroes should not be junkies and drug addicts and criminals and thought-twopping waffles at political rallies. It should be educators and scientists and men of honor and class.
That is, you know, it is true that in this, holding up as an example, it has been the people you just named. It's not been, you know, role models.
My brother just retired, Lieutenant Colonel from the Army National Guard. We came from divorced parents and had some rough years with my mother, but we survived. His story is far more realistic to what black kids have experienced and should hear than a junkie who decides to pass off, who tries to rob a pregnant lady by sticking a gun to her stomach, and they build statues to him. No one will know my father when he dies. They won't remember him besides what I say about him. There are no statues to a man that integrated Scott Paper Company. There are no statues to a man that faced color countings. Yeah. Mm-hmm. These kids now that are screaming racism because of Black Lives Matter's propaganda, I drank out of water fountains that were once called colored because I was the generation after integration, right?
Did you really, you saw them?
There wasn't on there, but these were the same water fountains, the physical fountains, that the plaques had been removed. I was a generation removed. My older brother integrated Shaw High School, the rebels then.
Yeah.
So I'm a generation from Dixie being played at Shaw football games. I have more realistic experiences of racism than anyone now.
Let alone your experience, your brother's experience, compared to your father's.
Correct. It's watered down.
Yes.
And so now, 10 years later, Black Lives Matter has given excuses instead of accountability. Imagine if you gave Men United Against Violence $90 million. There wouldn't be questions about what have you accomplished. Right. It would be, can we give you $90 million more?
That's right.
You would see where there would be hospitals, schools, tutors. There would be accountability. We buy all those corner stores where they sell loose cigarettes and allow drug dealers. We buy them and tear them down. You wouldn't see overgrown neighborhoods. You wouldn't have, have job programs. What did they do with the money, Sean? I'm getting angry to the point, because
there's a bigger, I mean, I think what you're bringing up, and we can all go to the stories of the founders there and the million-dollar mansions and all the, you know, all the money that they took. But with, even with the remainder of that, I haven't heard of a project that was done to do what you're talking about,
right?
To uplift.
Greg Callahan sent me, when I posted last night, Greg Callahan sent me some statistics, and all the expenditures for 1 year was $33 million, I think, total. But none of it was towards neighborhoods, the small businesses that were burned down by rioters and looters. Look at what happened. Portland, Seattle, they'll never be the same. San Francisco, Chicago, these cities that Black Lives Matter ran candidates to be elected to city officials, public office, look at the condition they are in now. This idea that we have to elect black people to represent black people. Well, blacks in power do not empower blacks.
Yeah, but it's not just that you put a black person in office there. You didn't put the right black person in office.
But
they didn't want that.
No, they wanted someone to further their agenda. My brother Marcus would call it progressive and liberal. I call it evil. The agenda was to extort as much as you can out of people. White guilt. Remember they asked white people to give them their houses?
Yeah.
I would love your house, by the way, but no, don't give it to me. Just let me visit every once in a while. But they said to white people, give black people your house. Give black people your banking account. What kind of stupidity? Listen, if Black Lives Matter is so strong, why are they begging white people? If black people have the same powers and gifts that white people have, which I believe, why are you begging? Why is Black Lives Matter saying, give us money and we'll tear down statues? How many black kids did they save? That 12-year-old boy and preacher that was killed, has Black Lives Matter shown up? Have they shown up to any black children that were killed? Have they shown up and said to school board systems in Baltimore, where 3% of the population can read and write at grade level?
3%.
3% in Baltimore?
What chance does that child have?
Even here in Mobile, the percentages aren't barely double digits at predominantly black schools. Have they come to the black neighborhoods where these kids are running home and fighting for their lives every day? What have they said about drill rap music? Have they said bury the N-word? Have they said a child's future starts at home?
No.
Have they said anything that would be positive in trying to interject energy and vibrance into the family? They said they wanted every family to have the same power as the nuclear family. They attacked the nuclear family,
which is proven to be pretty successful.
We know that kids that don't have a father are 5 times more likely to have a negative outcome. And they said we don't. But what could you expect from them, right? We know that. What could you expect from 4 women that live those kinds of lifestyles, right? Why would they care about a husband and wife?
But how did they? The question is, I mean, timing maybe, but how they got to be the brand, got to be the representative. You know, you and I have talked about this probably, I don't know, on air, but privately, the idea of when somebody rolls in and goes, well, I'm here to represent black people. It'd be the same, Bert, like somebody walking in, I'm here to represent white people. Shut up. Right. You don't represent all of anybody. Right. I mean,
and that's the argument I have. Media plays a role because even now in the 10-year anniversary, they still promote Michael Brown as if he were walking down the street and this racist Klan member cop got out and gunned him down. And this is his high school photo. He was 6'6", 300 pounds. Mm-hmm. He had just strong-arm robbed a convenience store worker. When the police asked him to get out of the road, he cursed him out. The police officer then had an interaction with Michael Brown, reached in the car. Forensics proved he was reaching for the cop's gun. It proves that when he was shot, his hands were not up and his back wasn't turned. He was running towards the police officer. These are facts that we can no longer dispute, but still people will say justice for Mike Brown. Well, what is justice besides fairness? Why aren't we telling black kids don't commit crimes, don't go where crimes are committed, and don't socialize with people who commit crimes? Black Lives Matter said, we'll be the adjunct professor for all black people, and we're going to tell you what we want.
Yeah.
And they never demanded accountability. They never said police departments got to do better, but so must black men. They had the opportunity.
Right, to balance this out. Right. So here are the changes, because at the end of this, what you and I brought you and I together, I would like to see young black men not murdered.
Right. We've said that.
Right. The formula, like, hey, let's see, like, where do we want to get to? What is the goal line? And the goal line is, we pray it'd be zero, but I mean, to mitigate the number of black men that are killed by other black men.
And the number of black homicide has increased in 10 years.
Right. And you were saying earlier that those 5-year-olds that were there have been told that it's not their fault, and I'm paraphrasing, but I mean, and if you grow up and you don't think it's ever your fault, that doesn't create an adult.
Well, it creates
a big kid.
Free will to do whatever you want, do what thou wilt at this point. And look at, just be honest and look at the condition of young black men that we see on television. Rappers are held to this high level. Not the intelligent kid, but the one with the gold chain and the dreadlock weave and the broken English. We should have left that behind decades ago. Black Lives Matter had an opportunity to say this and not this. Black Lives Matter had an opportunity to say, stop calling yourself B's and hoes and N-words. Mm-hmm. Black Lives Matter had an opportunity to say, pull up your pants, take the gold teeth out your mouth, and act like a man. They chose not to. But now all of the heroes that are being represented or presented as black people's spokesmen are entertainers. When did they stop kneeling also in the NBA and the NFL when they were kneeling? Mm-hmm. They stopped being angry at some point too, right?
Yeah.
They had an opportunity to say, hey, black man, let's stop killing each other. Graduate high school. Read, write, and count. None of them took advantage of that. But these are the people that are upheld as black representatives. Either them or perm-wearing preachers who are just as bad as gold-teeth-wearing rappers.
Coming right back. More with John Young right here on Midday Mobile.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 1065. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
All right, 123 FM Talk 1065 at Midday Mobile. The segment of the show brought to you by Adventure Earth Bicycles. My man, Clint Jamison. Back to school for the kids. Listen, you can just celebrate by buying yourself a bike, but if if the kids are needing a bike to get to school as well. He's got a great selection of the non-e-bikes, 400 of those in stock at any point, and 75 of the e-bikes out there for you to go take a test ride on. And in addition, oh, the accessories. Oh, you know, I told you I've been riding my e-bike for a couple years now, and I'm pretty excited about all the accessories. You can get the panniers that go on them, a thing for your water bottle. Hunters, there's where you can hold your shotgun on there, your rifle. The whole thing is modular. You can add as much. Clint would like you to add everything possible to that bike. He has those things. Also ways to haul them if you don't have a pickup truck. If you're hauling your bike, he's got the roof racks and the car racks from Swagman, Thule, and Kuant. And he's got the big selection of those as well that'll fit your vehicle, and they can tell you the right one for you. So check out the bikes, check out the accessories, and maybe get that bike for the kids going back to school. Adventure-Earth.com is the website. The best thing to do is go see him in person in Midtown. Little Flower at Airport, kind of catty corner to cross from Bruce Chris. Adventure Earth Bicycles, everything inside to get you outside. Continue our conversation with my friend John Young, Men United Against Violence, and talking about 10 years since Ferguson, and where are we now?
Right.
And when you texted me the other day, I mean, I was like, I had no answer for it. Usually I'm like, oh, it's this and that. I was like, nothing.
The decade has come and gone so quickly the past 10 years. And I was in shape 10 years ago, so I didn't have any gray hairs. But what has changed? Even if they had a march in Ferguson on the 9th, and
would you end up with the officer?
Right. And the chief of police asked.
Critical.
He's in critical condition. Yeah. He got knocked down by a rider. Mm-hmm. Why are you still angry at the police? The chief said there are four police officers on the force that were there 10 years ago.
Yeah.
He said they've changed their uniforms. They have body-worn cameras. What else do you want us to do? There's an increase in number of black officers, female officers, policy change. They're being monitored by the FBI, and you're still angry. Well, that proves the point that you can't satisfy the mob. They don't have to prove they've done anything. They've accomplished their mission. They've sown discord between black and white people, between law enforcement and law-abiding citizens. They've made us suspicious and angry towards everyone without holding accountable the people who are committing crimes. Crimes have increased in 10 years. The black homicide rate has increased for black men and black women and black children. It is a common occurrence now for a child under the age of 16, hell, 12 years old, to be killed in and around the greater Mobile area. Mm-hmm. And Black Lives Matter never shows up. I don't think they're paying for funerals. They're not coming offering counseling services. They aren't there to save black people's. Please stop. Someone mentioned to me on Facebook, we need to get together as black men and do something. And I laughed. Where have you been the last 3 years? Mm-hmm. We've been talking about this for a long time, and we include Sean Sullivan.
Yeah.
We include
Which I'm a
Richard
white guy.
Stinson,
I'm
right.
Yeah,
we include men that love their city.
Yeah.
It doesn't have anything to do with the color of skin when it comes to solving a problem.
Nope.
Black Lives Matter hasn't shown up to offer any support. They didn't send us any grant money. They haven't said, what can we do to be a part of this to stop black men from killing each other? It's self-serving. And anybody now still wearing hands up, don't shoot, Black Lives Matter, I can't breathe, you're fooled. And I think it's hard for people to admit they've been duped.
From the text line here, Tim says, I know you can't just give up, but you have to keep, I know you can't give up, but you have to keep trying, charging forward. But how much money does it take to replace the family these kids have? No accountability, no repercussions.
Right. Black Lives Matter has set us on a path of no return. They really had an opportunity to do good.
Yeah, I didn't even look at it that way. They had everybody's ear, and they chose not to give an uplifting message along with the things they wanted to have corrected. Doesn't have Meta asked. The biggest question is, why is Officer Young not on the political ballot for office?
You know, I had aspirations and ideas. I always talk to you about that. And I changed my mind. I'm a cop. That's what I do best. And I don't think if I ran as a conservative, I think I'd be the black mascot. And if I ran against as a Democrat, it'd go against what I really believe. So I'm just going to be a cop, and I hope you don't hold that against me, bro.
No. This texture says, yes, but culture is hard to change. But that's what you said. Anything worth doing. I had this conversation earlier in my office, let alone with my children. Things that you go, this is not going to be fun. That's the stuff you're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. Things worth doing are hard.
It's hard given, my brother said the hardest thing he did was quit smoking. Mm-hmm. But he knew he had to. The moment we say there's a subculture of gun violence involving young black men, now we say, well, how do we change it? Of course it's going to be hard, but because it's hard, we don't try. Right. We let it continue getting worse. No, Black Lives Matter had a chance to say, black men, get back into your child's life. Mm-hmm. Marry before you carry. Don't commit crimes. Don't go where crimes are committed. Family, education, employment, and discipline. They had that opportunity. And the only black people who are given the national stage, it seems now, are those who say the opposite. There's this jackleg attorney who flies from city to city waiting for opportunities to point fingers at police officers. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile,
he's doing that pro bono, right? He doesn't make any money, does he, John?
Of course not. It's George Soros and company. But we just need to tell the truth. Black Lives Matter has failed. They've enriched themselves. They promote witchcraft. And they don't care about black lives.
And they've made no change.
Right. And when do black lives matter?
Also? Yeah. I mean, I think it's every day 365.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Good to have my friend John Young, Men United Against Violence, in the studio, asking a question. The question he first asked me on a text when Lord knows where I was on the multi-state journey. He's like, what's happened? 10 years since Ferguson. What have we accomplished here?
Right. And thank you for responding. I know you were busy.
No, of course, I just didn't have an answer for it. Right. I'm like, duh, I don't know, nothing.
Yeah, and it's a fair question. And like I said, my friend Jeff is the only one that gave me an answer. And I'm not certain body-worn cameras weren't... Technology sometimes moves slowly in police work, but mm-hmm. it eventually occurs. And it didn't accomplish what Black Lives Matter thought it would. They thought it would capture police officers committing crimes. And it didn't. It vindicated police officers more than anything. And I've not met a police officer who says, I hate body-worn cameras.
Right.
It's just part of it. But what did we demand from the communities? It can't be one-sided, right? You can't say we want a well-trained professional force, which you should have, mm-hmm. without saying then there's a moral obligation and duty for people in the community to cooperate with police.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
Because police exist because we, the people, no matter what your skin color is, have decided we're going to live in a civilized society.
Right.
And part of that is public safety.
Right. And we all need a police officer at some point directing mm-hmm. traffic, writing a ticket, writing an accident report. And so there has to be an agreement between the police for a well-trained professional force and the public to say, we all will cooperate. And when someone doesn't cooperate, we will unite in pointing them out and helping police.
Mm-hmm.
That should be the agreement. You can't just say because I don't expect citizens to behave because they're not professionals. But you're a human being. You know that Michael Brown knew that stealing those cigarillos was wrong. He knew that punching a police officer was wrong. He knew it was wrong to grab that gun from that officer. His friend lied and said, Big Mike had his hands up and he found him in the back. He lied. I read 1,000 pages of that investigation. All of the witnesses lied. One lady said, oh, I only said what somebody told me.
And you know that part doesn't come out. I mean, it comes out, but it doesn't get the attention.
No.
Once that ship has sailed, man, it's like you can't go back and correct things. People are like, no, that's not what happened.
Right.
I know what happened.
The lie is out now. A police officer lost his career here shortly after that with a Michael Moore that was told his friends, I'm going to kill this cop. And the cop decided not to be killed that day.
Imagine that.
And then, but he's driving a stolen car. He has stolen property in the car. The gun is stolen. And there's still leaders in this community saying, we want accountability. We want that police. You ruin these men's career over a lie just to pump yourself up and to feel like you've just to pander to your base and you aren't accomplishing it. That doesn't stop black men from killing each other. When we don't hold, hey, black man, stop stealing. Stop carrying. If you really believe the police are racist, don't give them a reason to screw with you. I'm going to take away every opportunity I have to have a negative contact with police. But we start the story at the end as if it is inevitable that a black man will have a negative contact with police.
Come on, John. A black man can't help it. He's got to break the law, right? You're not able to.
I don't know how I slipped through the cracks. I don't know how my brother slipped through the cracks.
Yeah, I don't know. It's an amazing thing, isn't it?
It is, but I do know why. Because my father, I was more terrified of what my father would do to me than anybody else. I was afraid of embarrassing the family.
Which is, and you and I have talked about so many times. Right. Like our upbringings are the same.
Right. They're the exact same. We could have been switched in households.
Yes.
And you would have had the exact same outcome.
Because we both had the same home training.
Right.
And we look real, different in the amount of melanin in our skin. But we both had has nothing to do with somebody go, they're black, they can't. Of course they can help.
How insulting is that for some blue-haired 20-year-old in New York to say, Sean, it's not his fault.
Yeah, John can't do it.
Oh, his poor chocolate skin and those thick lips. He can't do anything for himself. He needs a help. He needs a handout. Listen, I don't want your reparations. I don't need it. But don't stand in between me and the bank if they give me a check.
Right.
My brother and I talk, yes, we talk about an hour a day between the three, my two brothers and I. And we admitted that the worst enemies we ever had were ourselves. My older brother and I said we caused ourselves more pain and suffering than any white person could have. The Klan would have said, you're going to tear yourself apart anyway. Let's go to the next one. No, but I say it jokingly, but we have to stop making excuses for bad behavior. We have an entire generation who have been indoctrinated that nothing they do is their fault. It's always someone else's fault. They're graduating high school. They can't read, write, and count. They have no moral compass. They've not been taught responsibility and accountability. They don't have any idea what being a man is. They have no idea about filling out a job application or showing up to work on time. That's what Black Lives Matter has created. They've made it
instead
worse.
Of using that money to come in and, like you said, and make programs and do things to help.
They could have come and give Men United Against Violence $90 million, Coca-Cola, Ford, Soros, and whoever else. Give us $90 million, and I guarantee you Mobile would be changed.
Absolutely.
For the better for everyone.
From the text line here, the Real Sam says, man, Officer Young, such a breath of fresh air. Has he gone on, you get asked this every time, but he said, have you gone on any channels like WBLX and talked about this same stuff? He really should.
Yes.
Get asked about this a bunch.
Drew and I have been on BLX a few times. And by the way, he would have been here, but he has two sick kids, so he told me to tell you hello.
Okay, good. Yeah. How's training going? Is he?
He's supposed to fight again in October. We'll see.
Well, okay, keep it up.
We'll go anywhere. We'll go to any church groups. I spoke at the Mobile Hip Hop Fest just for about 10 minutes. And my message doesn't change.
No, it does not. That's the thing you've said. It's the same message.
Right.
It's, hey, here's an idea. We don't want young black men killed.
Right. It's just that
there
simple.
There you go. So now that we've identified the problem, what is the best route to keep young black men from getting killed?
Right. And we believe it starts in the home. We believe stronger families contribute to that.
Dirt Digger says, I like the way JY tells it. It is as we are as a community. We teach young people to respect the police and each other. All lives matter, so the Lord says.
Amen.
God bless. Yeah, your fans are here. Listen, what you and I talked about off air earlier, Tusker says, been duped since the KKK and Margaret Sanger. So we're talking
about. Keep going, I guess people, they need to know you and I are really friends. And so we just don't communicate on air. And we talked about the greatest detriments to the black family was welfare, feminism, crack cocaine, gangster rap, and now is Black Lives Matter's lack of accountability. We can go back to when the black family began disintegrating, when welfare was introduced. And we can chronicle how we went from 20% out of birth wedlock to almost 80 now, and it's only taken 50 years to get here.
And at one point before that, black folks were married more than white folks.
Yep, they had a higher marriage rate than white people. Black couples have a higher income rate than married white couples. One generation after the end
it
of slavery,
was working.
It worked. One generation after the end of the slavery, black kids were testing higher than white kids were. It astounded the world how one generation went from slaves to this slaves' children were testing higher because there was an emphasis on family, education, employment, and discipline. That's why. And Sean, all I'm saying is if Black Lives Matter had taken the past 10 years and taught family, education, employment, and discipline, we would see a vastly different outcome. They squandered their opportunity. They're a bunch of fakes. They're a bunch of charlatans. They're witchcraft practicing. And they've duped us. They've taken advantage of everybody in America. And now we're left with shells. We're left with twat-waffling twerkers as representatives of black female and gold teeth, gold chain, improper, broken English-speaking men as representatives of men. And that includes the elected officials and the church leaders, too, all of them. They've embarrassed us, they've sold us out, and they've done nothing but make themselves wealthy.
It's a question you brought up at the beginning. Where the elevation is, and maybe I'm missing something because I can, you know, can I have blinders, but where are we elevating role models? And not role models that are what you described, people that right. have gone through feed, right?
Right.
Right, that are accomplished, disciplined men and women.
Right,
there are some.
Yep.
But do they get the attention? And I don't think they should get black folks to do that. Shouldn't get any more attention than white folks to do. Just say here are role models, right? And this is what we celebrate. We celebrate the people that have done right.
Because feed is for everyone.
Correct.
Family education.
You can weather any of those things that are being thrown that you talked about, all those things you went through that list of things that affected the black family in the last 20, 30 years.
Right.
You could, if you have the solid family and the solid upbringing, all those things can come at you.
Absolutely.
And I don't think if you have one part of the equation, you can throw the rest of it there and it's you're shielded from it because you have some moral compass.
Our philosophy and recipe for success. It's the one that's lasted for generations in America. It has always worked, and it always will work. Family, education, employment, and discipline. Don't commit crimes. Don't socialize with people who commit crimes. And don't frequent areas where crimes are committed. It has always worked. Black Lives Matter had an opportunity to say that, and they failed. And every time they don't come out and say it now, they make it worse. Because they are listened to. Athletes are given attention. Entertainers and singers are given special attention. We shouldn't want our little girls emulating whorish dancing women. We shouldn't want our little boys imitating violent, vile men. The role models used to be educators, economists, philosophers, the brain surgeon who worked his way out of poverty. But now it's whoever has the biggest gold chain or fake gold chain, who has a gun, who can smoke the most dope, and who can be the most violent.
But and that's not just a role model for young people. That's the problem. It's people our age.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, you know, what do you expect when the parents are?
But in the 10 years, it didn't make men grow up. There are men my age who still wear oversized backwards ball caps. Skinny leg jeans so tight they can't put their key fob in their back pocket. Their underwear is showing. They slur their speech. That's what it happens when Black Lives Matter promoted quote-unquote black culture. That's not black American culture. That's rap culture.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that is. When did we conflate those two things? How we went from men wearing suits with decent haircuts and correct grammar and politeness to what we have now? What? No, Black Lives Matter is a failure. They've taken advantage of people, and it's hard for people to admit it now.
Coming right back, more with John Young right here on Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile, glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Time to check in with my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars, and we got to talk inventory, man. How's it looking?
It's looking good, Sean. We just got back from buying yesterday. I got back late last night. I have 17 new vehicles on the way. I'll be here today or tomorrow, anytime. Everything's on the website. Don't have pictures of the new stuff yet, but we do have everything on the website. I think we got 7 or 8 trucks, some SUVs. We got an 04 Tahoe. We got a 09 GMC Yukon Denali XL, which is the big one, like the Suburban. So we should have something for everybody like usual.
What about financing? How are you looking?
It's great. We have been extremely busy here lately with our new Buy Here, Pay Here program. It seems to fit a lot of folks. We're taking a lot of people that want to do Buy Here, Pay Here, and they actually don't realize that they may qualify for something else, and we're helping them build their credit back. So, I mean, that's something that we're trying to implement out here that may be different. So if you are a Buy Here, Pay Here customer, come by and see us. We may help you get back in the credit game.
Give people directions to come do that.
We're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. You can give us a call at 251-375-0068. Go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com.
Thanks, David.
Have a good day, bud.
Hey, you too. David McCrary checking in from LCM Motor Cars. I want to ask this question. John, this one coming in on the text line with a bunch here, but this one from Ben. And it says, do y'all, I guess the group Men mm-hmm. Unite Against Violence, do y'all get more praise or pushback from the community?
Praise. Every time someone comes up to us and say, thank you for what you guys are doing, keeping it up. I've rarely heard any negative comments about us. I've had people say things, but 9 out of 10 are people saying, keep up the good work. Men and women all across ethnic groups, because everyone wants black men to stop killing each other.
This from Gene. Gene said 3,000 third graders can't read and Alabama politicians are passing laws about CRT. I want to agree with Young, except when he mentioned Soros, and then we stopped listening. Gene's liberal. And then came back, I guess she didn't stop listening, because she said, Ben Carson could have been a role model. What did he do? Nothing. So Dr. Carson, who's been a guest on the show twice over the years, who I always enjoy talking with him, what do you mean nothing?
Neurosurgeon Ben Carson.
I mean, is my like, goodness that he pioneered? And maybe what Gene's saying is that he didn't do anything as a role model. You don't. He absolutely.
Absolutely, he did.
And it would be. I celebrated him and other people, but. Does Ben Carson show up at the Olympics for the closing ceremony?
Right. I mean, he came from poverty to a neurosurgeon and actually had a cabinet seat in the national government. That isn't a role model. How about this, Ben? How about people put Ben Carson on their Facebook page and tell his story and let more people realize what he's done, Ben, instead of making a false comparison between my criticisms of Black Lives Matter and Ben Carson didn't do anything. Well, what have you done, Ben? What have you done?
There was Gene. Gene.
What have you done to go out and stop black men from killing each other? And yeah, I said something about Soros because he's paying for a lot of it. No one can deny that. How do we get caught up in politics when I criticize the money that went to Black Lives Matter, who gave it to them, and how they didn't spend it well? Mm-hmm. Who can defend that? How would you then say, well, Ben Carson didn't do anything, and the man is a neurosurgeon from poverty? Imagine if Black Lives Matter promoted him instead of drug dealers. Imagine if
why wouldn't they? Why is that?
Because it goes against their narrative of victimhood. If they show a black man from poverty or a black woman who had friends blown up in a church in Birmingham,
that's right.
If they show them as overcoming and becoming victors, then it goes against their victim mentality. That's why. Black Lives Matter want black people and bleeding heart white people to constantly think of black people as victims in need of someone's help. If we talked about individuality, self-responsibility and accountability and hard work, then we don't need any of the alphabet communities that try to explain themselves that black people need us. Get out of here, dude. Don't. Listen, I haven't put the quarter in the machine yet, but comments like that will make it because, again, what else do you want Ben Carson to do? Black Lives Matter could have done it.
It's right. It's not, and that's, I guess, and this is why I wish we had another 2 hours and we might have an extended conversation. It's not the role model's job. It is the community, and that community, I mean, that could be black folks, it could be white folks, it's Americans, to uplift examples.
Right.
It's not that. The role model is role modeling. They're doing their thing. They're doing the positive thing. It's others out there to go, look at that guy. Look at that lady.
Right.
Look at them.
That's exactly right.
It's like, yeah, they keep on doing what they're doing that makes them great, whatever they are.
Ben Carson can't run, hey, I'm a role model. Look at me.
Because the second you say you're a role model, you can't give yourself your own nickname.
So that's
you know?
What people have to do, to be more like Ben and less like Snoop or Lil Dude with a gun or some twop waffle out there. Condoleezza Rice, they ignored her because she's conservative and Republican.
And that's the thing.
Her story's from Birmingham,
yes,
Alabama.
That's right. But because you just, it is this thing that if somebody is not, if they're conservative or they're just middle of the road or whatever, now it doesn't matter that they're a role model because we're not going to celebrate them because we think it carries their politics or something. Instead of saying, you can have any politics you want, but look at this person. They're black and they have achieved an amazing thing. You can do the same.
Out of segregated Birmingham, Alabama, she was a victim of racism.
Big time. Violent racism.
Right. Isn't that just amazing how we can ignore accomplishments because the person's political... That's just stupefying that people make these ridiculous assertions. They first of all don't understand history, and they surely don't understand what accountability and responsibility are. Would you rather Marxist trained witchcraft practicing women to be your role models or a neurosurgeon from poverty?
Yeah,
come on now, come on. What has Black Lives Matter done? No one. I bet Gene can't answer that. I'll bet no one gives me a logical response. What has Ben Carson done? We named it. What has Black Lives Matter done? I still waited for a logical answer.
And I don't think we'll get it anytime soon, John. As always, man, I appreciate our conversations. We'll talk again soon.
Anytime, brother. You know that.
All right, Paul Feinbaum Show on the way next.